This I Believe. Carl Gerkins is professor emeritus of Oberlin College in Ohio. He was the founder and the head of the Department of Music Education there for 35 years. In addition, he wrote more than a dozen books, revised some 12,000 musical terms for the Webster New International Dictionary, and edited a music magazine. At Oberlin, he developed a 4-year curriculum in music education that has become a pattern for most of the music schools of the country. Now retired, he still continues to write and give valuable counsel. Here now is Professor Gerkins.
Early in my career, I learned that the best way to find out clearly and exactly what I thought about anything was to write it down. Keep revising my words until I had said exactly what my ideas or feelings were. Some years ago, I began to set down some items under the caption, What I Believe. And today I am to give you a condensed version of what I wrote, not with the idea of urging anyone else to accept the same things, but merely to make clear the beliefs at which I myself have arrived. I continue to believe in man, a common man. I believe that each person is composed of a mixture of the strong and the weak, the good and the bad, as we often call it, and that what we think of as God is merely the best, the purest, the noblest that exists in man. No one is perfect in the sense that he is all goodness. Every man and woman is imperfect, just as life on earth is imperfect. But God is the very quintessence of perfection, and I believe that most human beings are struggling to become more loving, more intelligent, more tolerant of differences, more far-sighted. In short, more godlike. We are humble because we recognize our own imperfection, and we revere the being who to us represents perfection, the ideal of love, wisdom, and power. I believe similarly that what we think of as the devil is merely the totality of all that is worst in man, his avarice, his lust for power, his weakness and fear, his cruelty. Thus man actually creates both his God and his devil. They are not persons, they are merely essences. In the one case, the essence of the very best, in the other case, the very worst. I believe that man has certain inalienable rights, not merely his right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but the right to think for himself, the right to be free from dictatorship and from devastating fear, the right, in other words, to be an individual, conforming at certain points, but not fearing to be himself as a person who in many respects is like others, yet is in many ways different from any other. And I believe that no man, woman, or child ought ever to feel that he is inferior because of these differences. I believe in service to others. If I sincerely love my neighbor, I shall want to serve him, be kind and generous toward him. I believe in education, too. It is man's final hope. If I am to be intelligent about myself, about other people, and about the life of the world, I must continue to study and think and listen. Of course, I believe in the progress of science, mechanics, and efficiency, but if I have no faith in any of these except as they contribute to a better life for the men, women, and children who inhabit the earth. I believe in immortality also in the sense that all people influence all other people, for good or for bad, and that because of their good deeds, or their bad ones, they continue to live on for eons of time in the lives of those who had any sort of contact with them. Finally, I believe in truth, goodness, and love as the most powerful forces in the universe, and therefore I remain an optimist in the face of all the selfishness, greed, and cruelty that confront us today. The better world that I envision will not come into being during my own lifetime, but this is only an insignificant detail, because I am firmly and sincerely convinced that it will eventually evolve.
That was Carl Gerkins of Elk Rapids, Michigan, who is one of the outstanding music educators in the country.